Hi, and welcome to Culture Lit, a podcast and community that explores Black women and romantic love through the lens of romance novels. I'm your host, Octavia Marie. Each episode of Culture Lit trains a spotlight on a new Black romance novel and then deep dives into the many themes facing Black women and love after 40. Be ready to laugh, sigh, and talk about Black women falling in love, yes, sex too, and the Black authors writing their stories. At the center of a lot of Black women's conversations these days is self-love and self-care. And for me, one of my most consistent self-care practices is reading. If you know me or follow me on social media, then you know for me that usually involves a romance novel. Today, we're exploring the transformative power of self-love after divorce, featuring the captivating novel, This Could Be Us by Kennedy Ryan. This Could Be Us is the second in Kennedy Skyland series. In this love story, we follow the journey of Soledad Barnes as she navigates betrayal, loss, and ultimately the rediscovery of herself. Now, I am super excited to talk about This Could Be Us with you. This podcast may or may not be a Kennedy Ryan stan show. As someone who finds joy and inspiration in romance novels, I'm excited to share the insights and lessons we get through Soledad's journey. For those of you who may have read Before I Let Go, Soledad is one of Yasmin's closest friends along with their third bestie, Hendrix. But you don't have to have read Before I Let Go before reading This Could Be Us. They stand on their own. We were briefly introduced to Soledad's family and her husband, Edward, in Before I Let Go. Soledad's husband, Edward, he was really off-putting for me. I absolutely did not like him. When I first read Before I Let Go, I knew this was supposed to be the first of three books and assumed Soledad and Hendrix would be getting their books too. But I knew something would have to happen with Soledad's husband because I did not get good vibes from old boy. I knew he had to go to tell Soledad's story. Soledad Barnes is a woman who seems to have it all together, a devoted wife, a loving mother, and a skilled homemaker. After a really great education and even more successful career, Soledad chooses to stay home to raise her children. She's doing everything for her family. However, her carefully crafted life is shattered when her husband's betrayal unravels everything she thought she knew in the worst way. It's a story of betrayal, of distrust. Soledad has been living in a fantasy world. Unfortunately, I've heard way too many of these stories from both men and women, getting themselves into these types of relationships when it comes to marriages, friendships, and relationships. As Soledad grapples with the fallout of her divorce, we witness her resilience and determination to rebuild her life on her own terms. But ooh, Soledad's husband is not a good guy at all. And for me, his ass can really go straight to hell. I really want to fight him. It's very possible he wasn't always not a good guy, but there clearly had to be a shift where he changes throughout their marriage. A large part of Soledad's journey is figuring out what did she miss. She's asking, what red flags did I miss? Which I think are questions that any woman asks when she is confronted with this kind of betrayal. What happens in her marriage is slow, and over years, her husband is a narcissist, which Soledad finally realizes when she starts therapy, and over years, there's been a sort of power leakage and her husband systematically makes her feel less than, which includes him diminishing Soledad and what she does any chance he could get, which is very par for the course with any narcissist, because that comes from his own insecurity, realizing that Soledad is smarter than he is. She's more capable than he is. But over the years, he has slowly made her believe that everything they have is because of him, when the truth is, they wouldn't have nearly as much without her competence. Soledad's ambition and influence is the very foundation of everything they have. One of the most striking aspects of Soledad's journey is her gradual realization of her own worth and agency. Women who are working at home will really relate to Soledad and be appreciated for what they do for the family. So often, their partners are going outside of the home, but they couldn't do what they do if their partners weren't home doing what they do. That's part of what Soledad learns and comes to realize. It's a story of reclamation, the reclaiming of power, the rebuilding of yourself, of self-actualizing, of learning to love yourself first so that you can love others fully. Another aspect I truly enjoy with This Could Be Us is the friendship between Soledad, Yasmin, and Hendrix. Their friendship is an important storyline. They are such an amazing and supportive group of friends. I love how they show up for each other with so much compassion as one friend navigates one of the toughest moments of her life. But they still manage to be there for each other. Hendrix is very well off. She has a great career and is very wealthy. She's not married and doesn't have kids yet. And there are moments when Hendrix gives Soledad money, but she does it in a way that's not rescuing her, which I think can be unrealistic. Yasmin is such an incredible friend too, and their daughters are best friends, so she also steps up in such incredible ways. Yasmin offers Soledad help while still lifting her up and supporting her in the way that she can. Yes, this is a romance novel, but I think it's unique. For a good portion of the story, Soledad is self-partnering. She's romancing herself, learning to love herself. Soledad is such an incredible human being, and I know quite a few women who embody that same kind of light and life force. Despite facing heartache and disappointment, she refuses to be defined by her past or her circumstances. Instead, she embraces the opportunity to rediscover herself and pursue her own happiness. Through Soledad's story, we're reminded of the importance of self-discovery and reclaiming our power after experiencing loss or betrayal. Soledad's journey serves as a powerful testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the transformative power of love, especially for oneself. Hey girl, hey. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you sign up for our occasional newsletter and join our community at culturelitpodcast.com, where we share book reviews, you can interact with our guests, and you'll have a chance to tell me your story and be a part of our community. That's culturelitpodcast.com. Now, back to the show. Central to Soledad's journey is the theme of self-love and self-partnering. As she navigates the ups and downs of life post-divorce, Soledad learns to prioritize her own needs and desires, setting boundaries and embracing her own worth. One of my favorite lines in this book, of which there are many, but Soledad asks, "What if I was the love of my own life?" I just love that in the context of a romance novel, you kind of know that the romance between the main characters is the point. You know the point is she gets with the guy, he's the point. But for me, Soledad getting with the guy is not the main point. It's a part of the story, yes, but not the main story. The point is Soledad loves herself. She understands herself. She gets very proactive with resetting boundaries. She sets a new bar where she unequivocally won't accept anything less than this. I deserve this. That's what she discovers about herself in this process. One of the most poignant arcs in the book for me is Soledad realizing that she is the love of her own life, a powerful affirmation of self-worth and self-acceptance. This revelation marks a major turning point in Soledad's journey as she learns to love and value herself independent of external validation or romantic relationships. And then she's like, well, I've done all this work. I'm ready to invite someone into my life. That's the point. Soledad is like, I am the point. And then comes Judah Cross, and Judah is invited into her life. Ladies, there are not enough adjectives to describe Judah Cross, but Judah is hot. Kennedy Ryan does an amazing job writing this man, but in a way that's very relatable and realistic. I will admit that there are times when I'm reading and I think to myself, no way is this man real. But with Judah, I can truly believe. There's one phrase I say all the time to my friends and homegirls. If he wanted to, he would. And Judah Cross is what I mean when I say that. He is the embodiment of, if he wanted to, he would. Soledad's story challenges traditional notions of romance and happily ever afters. By prioritizing self-love, Soledad sets the stage for a new chapter in her life, one filled with possibility and potential. This Could Be Us defies conventional romance expectations, offering a nuanced portrayal of love and self-discovery that transcends traditional romance tropes. While romance is certainly a central element of the story, Soledad's journey of self-love and empowerment takes center stage. Judah is a single dad of twins who are living with autism. By featuring a single father as the love interest, I think Kennedy Ryan challenges stereotypes and adds depth to the romantic subplot. Kennedy herself has a child living with autism. I think this is a wonderful nod to a small bit of what parents with children living with autism go through. Kennedy is very explicit of saying that this is not everyone's experience. It's not a monolith. There's so many ways you can parent children with autism. There's a large spectrum of people living with autism. I appreciate the way that she showed that and the representation in This Could Be Us. I'm sure the way Kennedy wrote it into the story comes from her own life of navigating autism as a parent and loving someone who is autistic. And even with all Judah has going on, Kennedy still managed to create some very spicy scenes between Soledad and Judah. Theirs is such a beautiful love story featuring Black and Brown characters. Soledad wasn't looking for him, but he found her. Through Soledad's relationship with her love interest, we see how love can evolve and flourish when rooted in mutual respect, understanding, and acceptance. Ultimately, This Could Be Us is a celebration of second chances and the power of love to heal and transform. It really just showed that life be life in sometimes. But if you truly love somebody, you can come together and have and find happiness. By embracing her own worth and reclaiming her power, Soledad paves the way for a future filled with love, hope, and endless possibilities. As we conclude today's episode, I want to invite you to reflect on your own journey of self-love and empowerment. How can you prioritize self-care and self-partnering in your own life, especially during challenging times? I encourage you to take time for yourself, whether it's through reading a romance novel, practicing mindfulness, or engaging in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Remember, you are worthy of love and deserving of happiness. Well, that's it for me, folks. Thank you so much for joining me on this exploration of love, resilience, and second chances. I hope you will join me for future episodes as I continue to celebrate the power of romance literature to inspire and empower us all. That's all for today's episode of Culture Lit. I'm Octavia, and until next time, remember to love yourself fiercely. Embrace where your journey of rediscovery and growth takes you. Take care, and I'll see you soon. You've been listening to Culture Lit with Octavia Marie, and that's all for us this week. Be sure to listen, download, or subscribe to more episodes of Culture Lit. You can find Culture Lit on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple listeners, please be sure to leave a review and let us know what you think. Don't forget to talk to me on social or share your Black love stories at Becoming Octavia Marie on Instagram or XO Octavia Marie on Twitter. Make sure you sign up for our occasional newsletter and join our community at culturelitpodcast.com.